This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Pick. Now, Donnie is quibbled with the fact that they got it after the draft and not before, during the draft, which gets me to our grade the pick session of the show, or grade the trade, excuse me, 412-928-9370. If you want to chime in, and if you want to comment on another Pirates loss, either watched or listened to that, and you want to react to what's going on with that team, please do. 412-928-9370. I grade the trade an A+. I think it's going to go down as one of the greatest trades in Steelers history. I think it might be the trade where we start to see the worm turn here and the Steelers break their spell of mediocrity. I could see that pick being used as currency to either move to get a quarterback, or you find a quarterback and that pick is used to take a player or trade up for a player who helps the new quarterback. You've got 12 picks in theory for the 2026 draft with the way the comp pick math works from the guys you lost in free agency, including all the money that the Titans signed Dan Moore to, for example. You're not going to pick 12 players. You're going to probably pick
eight
tops, maybe nine tops. So you're going to trade a few picks here, and with the draft in Pittsburgh, they're absolutely angling to make a big splash at the biggest position unless Mason Rudolph or Will Howard get in the lineup and shock us this year. So I think they're trying to have it both ways, which is hard to do, but I think they're trying to remain competitive this year while also having the treasure trove of picks to do what they want long-term at quarterback when the draft is here next year. And the way to do that is to get picks, and I also am of the opinion that George Pickens was not going to turn over a new leaf this year and be a different guy and be on his best behavior, and all the shenanigans and incidents with him would just miraculously, magically go away, and we were going to watch a guy just keep his head down and play and look driven and look focused.
Who
and look
actually
motivated
thought that would
year.
Happen?
Well, Kabali said things like that, like motivated by money. I think Pomp kind of alluded to that today. You'll do the sports call with him later tonight.
I'm just going to ask him if he genuinely in his heart believed that. I'm going to ask him, because nobody that had observed George Pickens
well,
through
I said
his first
that.
Three
when,
seasons
when we were sitting
that.
Here on Friday after the first round, and there was all the reporting about a possible Pickens trade, and I said that exact thing to you, and you agreed. Who are these people that actually are naive and gullible enough to think that you're going to get good George this year? You might get good George for a game or a couple games in a row, but it doesn't take much for the guy to pout, to become sullen, to even lash out, and all of those things might occur in the same game.
And no amount of like consecutive good games or he gets the ball a lot and produces a lot builds you up any kind of, not tolerance, but like builds up any kind of shield against that. He could have five great games in a row, have one bad one, one stinky half, and think he's not getting
the ball,
be mad.
Think about what Aditi said. This is somebody who obviously covered all of Antonio Brown's games with the Steelers. She said being on the sidelines, she's never seen so much attention and so much time being spent to coddle a player, to potentially avoid a distraction or
to keep the guy's
minimize
head in the
a
game.
Distraction. Yes.
To keep the guy focused on the task at hand here, man. I mean, that's the crazy part to me, is that they were using so many of these resources to try to keep George Pickens happy. It was just like such a story game in and game out for them. I would give it an A, ultimately.
Mm.
You have kind of brought me around a little bit to the idea.
The power of my rhetoric.
Trading him now, where the pick can then be used for next year, might end up being like a happy accident. If they were trying to deal him during the draft and they couldn't, that this might work better. I obviously have to stay very true to this take, which is the idea that the Steelers should be bad next year and they should be trying to have a 5-12, 6-11 season and be close to the top of the draft so they have access to one of the best quarterbacks, or they have the capital to move up and take the exact player at that position that they want. And I knew, you know, we said who out there actually believed that this was going to work. Neither of us did. I knew it was going to go bad if they didn't get rid of him. They got rid of him. To me, that makes it a good deal. And so I cannot give it, in any kind of conscience, a grade lower than an A.
Professor Donnie, we'll hear Judge Donnie in about 25 minutes in Judge Donnie's court today. Who deserves to get fired first? Derek Shelton versus Ben Cherington. But the good professor's red pen on this George Pickens trade is?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to go with a C plus on this. I mean, we discussed early in the show, the first segment of the show, that I was not as high on this as you guys were, and by no means do I look at George Pickens as player that you can win a Super Bowl with, because he absolutely is toxic and cancerous to a locker room. The timing for this one, I think, hurts the grade, because, yes, I do think it would have been better if they took care of this either before or during the draft, even if that meant maybe they don't get back the pick or the round of the pick that they have wanted, because they did not address the position at all 2 weeks ago when it would have made a lot of sense to do so. There was a pretty good receiver that fell to them in the fourth round, too, that they didn't take. They also don't get the pass for me, because I can't put full trust into their plan. If their plan would be, hey, let's suck next year, let's actually have a season like 2003, which was vital to our last two decades of operation, then I would be on board, very on board. But we know that's not going to happen. This is a team that traded for DK Metcalf, paid him big money. They are courting Aaron Rodgers at every single turn and just waiting for him to hop on anytime he wants to. I guess the moving train isn't too fast for him, by the way.
No, the train, he has to slow down for the moving train.
So
did
they,
you not know that?
They are waiting on a 41-year-old quarterback. They don't want to tank. They actually think they have a shot at this thing, and they subtracted a weapon from their offense who, yes, is toxic. He's a headache. I apologize if I don't trust their plan at the exact moment.
To play devil's advocate, though, doesn't now the extra picks make it easier, if they are a middle-of-the-pack team again, to move up to the place to get a quarterback than before?
Yeah, I mean, but that's always the case. If you have more picks, it's going to be easier to move up. I mean, they also had, what, they had like 12 comp picks that they were like going crazy about. Like, people can't tell you enough about the comp picks that they have.
Well, right, but I'm saying you take those picks and you use them to move up from, and it's easier than...
Yeah, I mean, they're also not going to be able to use the pick that they got here. I mean, maybe they could use one of them, but to move up in the first round of a draft, you're going to be asked to use a first and probably a second, not what you got in this trade.
Probably.
What did it cost the Jags to go up three spots to go to two for Hunter?
A lot.
Their first this year, their first next year, and then how much other stuff? I don't count the first this year, obviously. It's just a swap.
It was more minor stuff.
Like maybe a third was involved?
And something went back to Jacksonville from Cleveland in that deal,
so really
too.
It was a first and a third for them to move up three spots for not even a quarterback.
Donnie, would have just made you feel better if they had picked a wide receiver earlier in this past draft? Like, let's say they get a third today, but they had used a pick to fill that wide receiver hole left by Pickens in the draft. if they take Savion Williams from TCU, who went to Green Bay four picks after Caleb Johnson, instead of taking a running back there, would you feel better about this trade?
Yeah, Swiss Army knife type guy that's, what, 6'5"?
Yes. I don't know if he's 6'5", but
he's like 6'4" version of
Debo.
He
is Swiss Army knife for sure.
I would feel better about the trade because now they're going to try and convince us that, hey, don't worry, we got another has-been on the roster. We have Robert Woods with us. He's the next version of Van Jefferson. He's the next version of Allen Robinson. And, hey, you know, Calvin Austin, yeah, he had a nice season last year, but it's hard to count on him to be like a team's number two target. And then they're going to try to tell us that Roman Wilson's going to take a big jump, a guy that is clearly already in their doghouse.
Gator326 on YouTube, Donnie, says this: I totally agree with Donnie. These guys have a plan just like General Custer.
How'd that go for Custer?
He made a last stand, but it didn't go well.
412-928-9370. You can give us your own grade of the George Pickens deal. Here is, we promised Derek Shelton, he talked for 65 seconds. So this might be the final message from Derek Shelton as Pirates skipper following this brutal loss to the Cardinals today. Swept in back-to-back series, punchless offense again. Here is the Pirates skipper trying to maybe make excuses or give you rationalizations for why this Pirates team stinks.
Shelton, what can you take away from a quality start from Mitch today?
Yeah, I thought Mitch threw the ball well. I mean, they scored a run on, you know, Scott was moving on a single, and we're talking about one of the faster guys in the game, and then ground ball down the line in a jam shot. But I thought overall he had really good stuff.
What did you see from Sonny Gray today?
Ability to execute the ball to both sides of the plate. Sinker and the cutter looked like they were working. I mean, I know he hasn't been as sharp as of late, but I think this is the guy we saw earlier in the year.
What kind of adjustments do you feel like you guys could have made against Sonny?
I think that's a tough one today because of the fact that he executed and we really couldn't get anything going.
Shelton, the way the season has started, either you or the team, however you want to answer, how do you keep your head up?
I mean, we just have to. We got to figure out a way to get through this.
What's the message to the team to get through this?
I think right now that's what we're working through. I wish I had a good answer for that.
Offensively, you know, you're still kind of trying to look for answers as to how to just kind of adequately provide support, you know, for the starting pitchers, you know, Paul yesterday and Mitch today.
Yeah, I mean, we got to score runs. I mean, we're throwing the ball well, and we're not getting anything to show for it.
Yeah, I just think that last one, or that second to last one, is like when I say things like, I believe there's a chance we've seen Derek Shelton manage his last game, off day tomorrow, start a new series. You've got Bubba Chandler coming here eventually. Like, you can maybe sell fans on, all right, like, we tried it. It didn't work. We're not happy with it. We just showed you that we're not going to stand for it. So here comes a new homestand, and you've got a fresh face manager. It's not going to change everything, but at least it's a step in the right direction. When Shelton gets asked a question that he had to see coming at any point during this losing streak, what is your message to this team right now? And he says, I don't really have one. That's like, remember with the whole Penguins thing where they asked Ron Hextall to give his plan for the Penguins to win?
It's in my head.
And reportedly,
he said, it's all up here in the old noggin. You guys can't have it. I didn't write it down.
It's the old, like, I have a concept of a plan, but you don't
actually have
a plan.
No, he was worried about, you know, corporate espionage.
Like, we can, like, I'll bust Tomlin's balls and Sullivan's balls, who's gone now, and Hurdle's balls before Shelton took his job. I can promise you, with at least two of those guys, Tomlin and Hurdle, they would have had something ready to go there. Now, the message might have gone stale, and maybe guys have tuned it out. Maybe it doesn't make a difference. But they at least either know how to, like, fake it and say, this is what I'm trying to...
They're quick on their feet.
It's just like, here is the message. Like, I'm trying to still convince and persuade these players not to give up.
We're working through one right now. We're workshopping things we think might get through to them.
Donnie, he can't even come up with one of those.
Me and the boys are in the back. Me and Donnie are in the back spitballing and seeing if this one sounds good.
What's your message as manager to keep their heads up? I don't really have one right now.
How about his answer on Sonny Gray for a minute, where he's like, you know, why was he so good? I wonder if Sonny Gray broke out and had, you know, because Shelton actually said he hadn't been that good lately, but this was the guy we expected. Derek, do you think it might have had anything to do with the team he was going against?
Derek.
That they were the get-right offense for him.
Derek, you were facing I mean, you weren't facing Walter Johnson in his prime. You're facing Sonny Gray today. You're saying there's no adjustments we could make. You're right. What a damning thing to say about your hitters. And he's right. They do stink. But again, why are you here? Don't have a message to the team during this losing streak. You don't have an idea for what adjustments you could have made. So this is like the scene in Office Space. So what is it that you do?
So what would you say?
You do here.
You do here, pal.
That's what it sounded like to me.
What do you actually think the chances that he is not their manager by this time tomorrow?
I'm going to say 25%. You done?
I still think he's safe. I still think they give him a few weeks.
Well, give us a number then, 100%? Or you want to go 99.99999%?
I'll go like 80.
I'm actually more with Donnie here. As much as I would think a sane organization would not let him walk down onto the tarmac with his job intact in Pittsburgh, I think he's going to be the manager for probably at least...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Memorial Day.
Second annual Fan 5 Alarm Marathon presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union is going to take place June 5th and 6th at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. We're looking for 25 fire departments that will benefit from this year's fundraising. Register your fire department now at 937thefan.com. Brought to you by Charles Leach Insurance, Firehouse Subs, True Fan Travel, People's Natural Gas, Lewis Anthony Jewelers. I'm not going to change my grade, but I do agree with Donnie's thinking. Even if you weren't sure that this Cowboys deal was going to happen and you might be stuck with George Pickens, I still think in either the first or third round, the Steelers should have taken a wide receiver. And I think the sweet spot was the third round. All right, so you want Derek Harmon. You think, you know, I think there's the potential for him, as you put it, Chris, to be a rock solid defensive player. All right, maybe he's the next Stephon to it. You know, not really an all-pro.
I think he has the chance to be an extremely impactful player for them.
Okay, so he...
big positive contributor.
So you got somebody like that in the first round. I would have preferred them to take the wide receiver instead of Caleb Johnson and pick a running back later in the draft.
I mean, it's very... hold on. This is a very simple supply and demand opinion.
Yep.
This year especially, was known to be a very deep running back class and not a deep wide receiver class. You need to take the less deep position, the more shallow talent pool position earlier. Except here's the thing. It's very obvious they loved Caleb Johnson, which means they're going right back to grind and pound. I mean, seriously, what other reason to prioritize a guy who does not have home run hitter speed other than you think he's like the perfect fit for your offensive coordinator?
DK Metcalf, I bet, is going to love that. Signed for $150 million. Yeah, you've got money in the bank, but now you're just going to block for guys?
No, it's easy to tell him. It's, hey, man, you're going to block a couple plays, and then we're going to set up play action, and we're throwing the home run ball to you.
And who's throwing it to him?
Mason Rudolph, who does throw a beautiful deep ball.
I do believe in Mason Rudolph.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How much?
I think he could be a Darnold or Geno Smith if given a shot.
The crappy versions of those guys or the good versions?
No, the good versions.
Okay. So if you believe that, then you believe, like, if you think he could be Geno Smith if given a shot, you think he could be like a top 13 or 14 quarterback.
Yeah, I think it's a possibility. That's why I don't want Aaron Rodgers here. I don't want Aaron Rodgers blocking Magic Mason.
Magic Mason?
Or MAGA Mason.
Now, he has undergone an incredible metamorphosis with you.
I've retired mediocre. I've said it.
No, you called him Mediocre Mason, and you made that nickname stick to him.
And if I ever saw him in real life, I would say, Mason, I apologize. Thank you for your red-hot play at the end of the season a couple of years ago. Yeah. You totally redeemed yourself.
I have bestowed on you the title of Magic Mason. And then Pony, he would say, who gives a rat's ass?
Pony's reformed on both quarterbacks, Mason and then... He's loving Will Howard, and a few weeks ago, he said 0% chance they draft this guy. Tomlin hates him.
Yeah, yes. Pony and I had to kind of eat crap on the same one there, because we both heard the same thing independent of each other.
Yes, I will peel back the curtain on that. The Howard thing was absolutely said repeatedly, like, before the playoffs run. So, like, around the loss to Michigan. And I don't know. I know that Howard was really good in those playoff games, but I didn't think that, you know, the organization was going to put that much stock in a small sample size of games where the guy with the most power in the organization was going to go from loathing a quarterback to loving a quarterback. So
Maybe since they suck so bad in playoff games, they said, hey, look how good this guy is in playoff games.
Good point.
Pony, I have a question for you on the, you said this Pickens trade will go down as one of the best trades in franchise history. Not the best, but one of.
Mm-hmm.
We can establish you'll probably feel safe putting it behind the Bettis deal, correct?
Yes.
The logic here being, even if it was a pick that was used to draft a next great franchise quarterback, like maybe on a one-to-one scale, you wouldn't make it great.
I know where we're going here. We're not going to count draft
I'm not asking you for that.
Okay.
Is it better than the... Okay, well, I was going to say trading back in the draft and then taking Casey Hampton. Better trade than that?
Yes, I mean, I think draft trades are trying to, like, I put that in a totally different
better than the
category.
Trade. Okay, so Minka is a draft trade still?
No, because that was a trade that was made. It was with a draft pick involved, but that was in season. So yes, I think it'll be better than the Minka trade.
Really?
What has the Minka trade really done?
Well, the real thing it did was block them from potentially drafting a guy like Justin Herbert, not that he has won anything.
Yeah, so why do you love that trade?
I'm playing devil's advocate here. I'm asking you about trades. I'm also saying, really, not because I love that trade, but because you are giving a good, strong opinion. If you're listening to this show wanting to break into sports talk, what Pony is doing right now is textbook. It's 101 stuff. Give a good, strong opinion. Don't be wishy-washy. Don't sit on the fence. Don't just consume.
Yeah, which is the opposite of what Bechtold did today, where he told people that I played a certain flute on the air. I don't know if you guys heard that.
Well, no, that was earlier.
Yes.
And he said he was reading a text and he said... Oh, so-and-so here claiming Pony played the flute. Yeah. And you could tell, like, his
Everybody
brain...
Everybody knew what he was going to say.
Well, he did not realize what he was about to say.
No, I think he did it on purpose.
He was about to say it.
I know. I think he did that on purpose and made that S noise so everybody knew what he was going to say but didn't say it.
The sousaphone flute?
Here's Tom in Wexford. Hello, Tom.
Hey, how's it going?
Hello, Tom.
Here, let me give you guys a little context. So... I haven't lived in Pittsburgh for the past 3.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I have not had to watch the Pirates. I live out in Hawaii, so all the games start at noon.
Oh, dude, that's awesome, by the way. Congratulations on all your success.
Yeah, thanks. But it's honestly, I enjoy it more for the fact that I don't have to watch the Pirates on a daily basis.
That's the best part of Hawaii for you?
Well,
I'm in a tropical paradise that's just like incredible, but I don't have to watch my favorite baseball team regularly.
I mean,
that's
the Spam's really good, but hey, I would put the Pirates.
Never had it. Good?
But
they eat it there a lot.
Anyway.
Yeah. Yes.
Anyway, yeah. I mean, we all know that Derek Shelton is an amateur manager at best. I mean, you can find guys at your local, you know, sandpit to coach better than Derek Shelton can. I mean, this is baseball malpractice. Maybe Top Dog Law can help us with that one. But
thanks, Tom. Yeah, we don't have the services of Top Dog Law anymore, unfortunately. But we did find the guy who performed the Top Dog.
Was that an elaborate call from Hawaii to get a Top Dog reference in?
We did find the guy who performs the Top Dog raps yesterday. We did a
no way
reconnaissance mission, Donnie and I. And he claims in an interview he did with a Charlotte TV station in the last month that no one tells him what to say, and it's completely ad-libbed. It's all spontaneous. It all comes from the heart.
So he doesn't... Okay, so no one tells him what to say is one thing, and then he is saying, I don't write down like a script and try to come up with something.
It just flows.
He's just spitting.
Yep, like when he said they left a clamp in you.
I mean, I think that's his magnum opus.
Nobody told him to say that. It just came to him.
And then didn't he say who leaves a clamp?
Yep.
I mean, like 8 Mile.
It's a gift, man.
So all they give him is like, hey, you've got like whatever. You've got 60 seconds
and
essentially.
He goes.
And just go and make sure at the end you get Top Dog Law in there. Mm-hmm. Impressive.
Sam is next. Hello, Sam.
Yes, I have a couple of comments. First is to the Pickens trade. I give that an A, and there's precedent for that. Chuck Knoll in his second year unloaded Roy Jefferson, who was a better receiver than George Pickens would ever hope to be, and it sent a message to the team. They were willing to get rid of their top player, even though the team had gone 1-13, and I really think with the draft they got out of that, it eventually turned out to be John Stallworth. Mm-hmm. And really was a cornerstone for turning that team around. Secondly, as to the manager situation for the Pirates, I'd like to redirect everybody's attention to possible replacements, and I would put a vote in for Andrew McCutchen as a player manager. I think McCutchen has the respect of the clubhouse. He knows the players. He knows the good from the bad, to the extent there's any good at all. And I think that would be exciting for the city, and I think it would excite the fans and maybe put a little bit of life into this moribund season.
So you want him to wear two caps and do something that hasn't been done in baseball in 40 years, Sam?
Yeah, and actually, I don't think you have to go back 40 years, but, you know, Pete Rose was successful.
That was 40 years ago now, Sam.
Well, the late 80s. But so what? Lou Boudreau won a World Series for the Cleveland Indians, and they haven't won a World Series since.
I believe that was in the 1950s.
Yeah, it was 1948.
Or 1948, thank you.
All right, Joe Cronin managed the Red Sox to a World Series.
And what year was that?
That was 1946. And Bill Russell was a pretty damn good basketball coach as a player at the same time.
And that was in the 1960s. Yes, I mean,
it did help that the Boston Celtics were literally allowed to pick all the best players and put them on their team, and that Bill Russell was literally one of the 10 or so greatest basketball players ever to live.
I mean,
I thought, like, didn't they do away with player managers even being legal in certain sports? I thought they banned them.
Oh, I don't know that.
I thought they might have banned them in the NBA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, before we get to another edition of Judge Donnie, the fan and the Pirates want to visit your teams in action for our youth baseball and softball showcase. I can't confirm nor deny that they're going there to scout the talent, but it wouldn't hurt. Presented by Sheetz, parents and coaches. Send an email to us at youthsports@937thefan.com to register your 12 and under team. And the fan and the Pirates may make a stop to your field to see if they can hire one of these guys to maybe help coach the Pirates better. I made that last part up.
What if they did just find
Keystone Custom
What if
Apparel?
They did just find we found like a youth coach who was executing perfect hit and runs, really using his bullpen? I'd be making some calls. I think I got a guy that can help.
They're taking notes.
Yeah, like a scout. I've got like a radar gun on a kid throwing like a 52-mile-an-hour pitch. Oh, okay, this guy's got something here. That's a plus fastball. He's got better command than Majinski the third time through the order. Look at his arm slot. They're really tunneling him. Jason Maggie brought that up with Skeens just one very briefly serious thing. Yep. We wondered, like, would they be – they've generally been hands-off about him, and it's worked well. And Jason pointed out, and we talked about it after the fact, that they have his arm angle down 3 degrees, and it's because Jason told us they want all of their pitches from the same arm slot. I don't know. Maybe worth investigating whether that's made one of the most precise power pitchers we've ever seen more wild in year two of his major league career. Just
all right,
a thought.
Here we go. Judge Donnie?
All right, boys. Today's case. By the way, the crowd here in the courtroom, they love the outfit choices. You guys decide to wear the same thing today.
Hold on. You just took my hodgepodge. It took me until past 5 o'clock to realize he and I wore the exact same cutoff fan hoodie today. Because I looked back in the YouTube comments, were making fun of us for it. Great job, kids. Nice work outfits you wore.
Today's case. Who's getting fired first? Who should be fired first?
Yes, that is a key distinction right there,
Who
Judge.
Should be fired first?
Yep.
Derek Shelton, Ben Cherington, you guys got to play a little rock, paper, scissors.
All right, ready? Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Okay, you get to pick who you argue against.
The funny thing is I did such a good job coming up with great arguments for each side that it's hard to even pick because I feel great about either one. I'm going to go with the person, though, that inspires more blind rage in me. Ben Cherington should be fired first. Thank you, Judge. Always an honor to be in your courtroom. We are largely in agreement on this show that with very few exceptions, a field manager does not really have a huge impact. They need to work their bullpen pretty well, but basically if you have a good enough lineup, you trot out the Dodgers, for example, or the Cubs right now, and any manager could make that work. It's really buying the groceries and identifying the correct players that is the key in Major League Baseball. Ben Cherington has done an absolutely wretched job of that. His first overall pick in 2020, Henry Davis, does not even look remotely like a Major League player. We had to invent a new batting average line to replace the Mendoza line and call it the Davis line of 150 because the idea of him hitting 200 is a joke, and he can't catch, and he doesn't seem to have the personality that rubs people the right way in his own clubhouse. Like, guys don't seem to love Henry Davis. Ben Cherington has had chances to augment this roster with actual, honest-to-God, useful players. Instead, what Ben Cherington has done is either one of two things. Tell us that most of the improvements had to come from within. Oh, by the way, Ben Cherington brought all those guys in and brought in the coaching staff that can't coach him up. Or he was going to sign a guy like Tommy Pham, who has been, I can't even say useless. That's an insult to useless things everywhere. He's been less than useless. He has been almost without exception the worst or one of the worst everyday players in Major League Baseball. Ben Cherington also did bring in Andrew Heaney. Yes, that started out well, but it's going the other way. This is a team that desperately, more than anything else, did need bats. Ben Cherington did nothing, literally nothing. In fact, doing nothing would have been better than what he tried to do to augment that and to fix that. That is why, as bad as Derek Shelton is, he's only as good a manager as the roster he's got, and he's got a terrible one.
Mr. Filippone.
All right, let me start by saying this. Cherington has done a lousy job here. I'm not going to try to argue with Counselor Mueller on this. He does have a World Series ring. The only ring Shelton probably has is the one he pulled out of a Cracker Jack box and got as his prize. So I'd like to start with that. My co-counselor on this, Charles Borges Esquire, passed along a note.
Wait, no. Oh, now we've got people. We've got people clerking for
us here. Your Honor, please allow
here.
For me to have my 2 minutes here.
Co-counsel.
Passed along a stat that among managers who have managed at least 500 games in the major leagues, 216 managers. Derek Shelton is 214th on that list. If you don't want to listen to myself or co-counselor Borges, I'd like to call this witness to the stand, Paul in Washington.
But let's stop sugarcoating everything. There's only one thing that Derek Shelton's good at, and that's giving his players nicknames. I don't want to hear about Chappie and this one and Scotty Too Hotty or whatever the hell else nickname he has. He has blown more games with his managerial changes at pitching. Go over all the games that we've lost, that we've had leads, because of Derek Shelton pitching changes. This is amateur hour.
Yes. And if you don't like that, how about witness number two, Dan Zangrilli?
Right on left, and it should have been left on left. And there was an acquisition made for a guy that, yes, had thrown three of the last 4 days. And there was also a $10.5 million man in the bullpen that should have thrown that pitch, and it should not have been Colin Holderman. The Pirates lost a game because Derek Shelton mismanaged, a 6-5 loss to the Arizona Diamondbacks. That's as plainly as it can be put. The biggest game of the year, the biggest season of the year, managerial malfeasance occurred at 115 Federal Street.
Thank you.
Period. End of sentence.
Managerial malfeasance.
All right, Judge, thank you. As my rebuttal, while I do find it entertaining, and this is an entertainment product that we are putting out here, even on Judge Donnie, much like Judge Mathis, Judge Judy, other famous judge shows. I'm hoping this one gets picked up in syndication and we all become millionaires many times over. Judge, your charisma in these matters is going to be huge in that happening. I do have to point out that Counselor Filippone sort of gave the game away on multiple occasions that he knows my side is stronger. He had to have co-counsel help him, co-counsel Borges. He also chose, with his 2 minutes of original argumentative time, to play two lengthy clips, one from one of our favorite callers and one from Dan Zangrilli. That, in and of itself, tells me that he had a flimsy argument and just decided to fall back on funny things that were said about Derek Shelton. He knows, as well as I do, Judge, as well as you do, as well as all of our listeners do, that the real bigger problem here, the man who deserves to get fired first, is Ben Cherington. Thank you.
Filippone.
You know, if Mr. Mueller over here wants to disparage
Counselor Mueller
and denigrate Paul in Washington and Dan Zangrilli in an effort to try to make his argument sound better, that's fine and dandy if that's where he wants to go with things. I would again like to bring up this piece of evidence that comes from my co-counselor, Chuck in Uniontown. On Derek Shelton.
Managerial mistake number 5,884 this year. And it cost us, you know, it cost us the biggest game of the season.
On only May 7th, by the way. I don't understand why researching, looking into things, getting help with things, Your Honor, should be seen as a negative. Was O.J. Simpson allowed only Johnny Cochran?
What are we doing?
Thank you.
He had F. Lee Bailey. He had Robert Kardashian.
And did the judge say, whoa, there's too many attorneys in this room.
What was
throw
the
this case
name?
Out. Judge Ito.
First name.
Steve Ito.
Lance Ito.
Actually,
do you know the preliminary judge?
Because
this one's
Judge Donnie,
me.
What has this turned into? Trivia
it's a history
hour?
Lesson.
Yeah, okay. Can we get a verdict?
Counselor Mueller wiped the floor with this one, boys.
Yes.
The answer is Ben Cherry.
Are you kidding me?
I knew it was a compelling argument. I knew the minute he started playing clips, he was just trying to
ice skate uphill. Mr. Filippone, you felt like you had nothing on your
I've
end.
Never seen the judge happier than when I called on Paul in Washington in the witness stand, and that somehow blew up in my face.
It was an entertaining argument. That doesn't mean it was a winning or compelling one. How many? He had 3 minutes to talk, and I think he maybe spoke for an actual minute of them, and it was mainly to set up clips.
So what? Less can be more.
Less can be more?
Yeah, apparently.
They don't say nothing can be more.
I got a bigger rise out of Judge Donnie than you did there.
It's not about getting a rise out of the judge. There are plenty of lawyers who make colorful arguments that entertain the courtroom, but they ultimately lose.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.